It's a 25-acre site just off Fladgate Lane, and it's been laying here unused with its gates locked for the last 9 months. In its heyday, Nature's World attracted people from all over the northeast, and the local business consortium wants to ensure this site has a bright future.
We'd like to rescue this asset for the community. We feel that for the better part of a year now, this asset has stood with the gates closed following the failure of the previous operation.
That's Brian Marshall, one of the local businessmen, who've told me they're willing to invest £500,000 into redeveloping this abandoned visitor attraction.
There's some very unique features, as I said, one of which is an indoor rainforest. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. Apart from that, there's going to be restaurants, there'll be concessions, there's hopefully going to be a garden centre in there, there's features for the kids, play areas, etc., picnic areas. But the idea is that this area could become a real centre for ecological benefit to the area and the community.
Geoffrey Wood, it's from Middlesbrough and he's part of the consortium. He's a horticulturalist who's been working in Dubai and says this site has a huge amount of potential.
My vision is to transform the place so that when visitors enter the gates, they'll have the wow factor. I know that I can come in there and transform the site within 6 months. Given the go-ahead and the finances in place, then we can transform this place. And I will ensure that this place is turned into a site that the people of Middlesbrough are truly proud of.
The local councillor in these parts is Ron Arundel, who believes that the region would benefit hugely if Nature's World could be brought back in a new form.
Nature's World, had it been sort of run on a better scheme originally, I think it was a marvellous place. And I mean, it really was well loved by many, many people. And these people, to me, have come forward with a scheme which, business-wise and everything, you know, it ticks all the boxes. These people have put together a very comprehensive plan which would provide education, provide employment.
So, at the moment, the site needs about £150,000 in investment just to get it back open and running. But time, according to Brian Marshall, is of the essence.
As far as we're concerned, we think it's the only real option for the council. Our estimate is that every month that goes by with these gates closed to the public and no maintenance being undertaken, that you're looking at in the region of £2,000 to £5,000 worth of extra cost month on month. Our commitment is open-ended as we speak, but the longer it goes on, the more financially less viable this opportunity becomes. There comes a point where you have to cut your losses. That point isn't infinite. It's probably within the next 6 months.
The councillors I've been talking to have told me that they'll look at all options, but they'll look at them in their own time and they won't be pushed about by any prospective consortium. But as we've been hearing, as time goes by, costs go up, and so there's a likelihood of these gates here at Nature's World remaining locked permanently.